Wouldn't you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to glide in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I. Oh, we could float. The world's a nicer place in my beautiful balloon. It wears a nicer face in my beautiful balloon. We can sing a song and sail along the silver sky. Oh, we can fly, we can fly. Up, up and away, my beautiful balloon.
It's Monday, February 27th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, old people can't be trusted with envelopes, apparently. Plus, huffing shit dick. I'm sorry.
Shit dick.
Renting out sex dolls by the hour, and Tim gets deliciously racist. All coming up today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
The guy is in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. You sniff freak.
Hey, Briggs, Tim Edson, back here with you for your Monday podcast. Doesn't feel like Monday for me. That's why I was struggling there for a second with the day. We did a program yesterday for Sideshow members. If you want to grab the weekend program, sign up for the Sideshow. There were three exclusive programs last week. It's a great bargain. Superfreaksideshow.com. Oh, you'll hear me talk more about that later. Right now, though, I've got a lot of stuff to share with you. Yesterday was the Oscars, and you know I love me some bloopers, some gaffes, some royal cock-ups. Well, there were plenty of cock-ups yesterday. Is that a real term for bloopers, or did I just make that up? Because I think it should stick from now on. I like that, cock-ups. And there were plenty of cock-ups last night at the Oscars. First of all, you know that segment where they show pictures of all of the actors and actresses who have died in the past year? A little tribute segment. Well, they included some poor actress who's still alive. This woman was watching the Academy Awards, and she saw that black and white photo come up of her with, like, the year she was born and the year she died on the bottom of the screen. She's like, what? Am I in purgatory right now? Is this real life? Surprisingly, that wasn't even the biggest fuck-up of the night. The big one that I'm sure you all heard about was when Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway got up on stage to present the award, the final award of the evening, the big one, Best Picture. Now, the media is reporting this very strangely. They're like, Warren Beatty fucked up. He said the wrong name of the movie. And what happened was this. Apparently, he was given the wrong card. You know, they read the envelope with the card in it, right? He was given the card from earlier in the evening when Emma Stone won for La La Land. So the card said, Emma Stone, La La Land. And I'm going to play the audio. I know you probably all have heard it. I'm sorry, but this is a big colossal fuck-up. I've got to report it. It's my job. It can't be all grainy, tranny porn and dick farts. Sometimes there's serious things I need to report. All right, let me just say, and I don't think this is being reported enough, Warren Beatty is an asshole. I was reading all these articles about, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway are longtime friends. They're good pals. Well, he totally fucked her over here. He saw when he... Let me just play a little bit from when they are announcing the winner for Best Picture. They're both up there. Warren Beatty, Faye Dunaway. He's got the envelope. And the Oscar goes to... And he's just staring. He's staring at the envelope. Then he, like, reads what's on the envelope and then looks in the envelope for another piece of paper. He knows something's wrong because typically when the winner of a movie is on a card, it also doesn't have just one actress, you know, because it says Emma Stone, La La Land. He keeps looking.
The Academy Award.
He's looking back down. He can't believe what he's about to say.
For Best Picture.
You're impossible. And Faye Dunaway's like, oh, you little scamp. So then you see like a glimmer in his eyes. You're like, you know what? I am not going to fuck myself over here. I'm going to make Faye Dunaway read it.
La La Land.
Oh, La La Land won. Except La La Land didn't win. The whole cast of La La Land gets up on stage, and then there's just like 2 minutes of just the annoying.
Shoulders
like,
I stood for 40 years because she insisted I reach for the stars and to the Hollywood community.
Thank you so much to my wife.
Proud
and, you know,
to be a part of, and to the Hollywood and the hearts and minds of people everywhere. Repression.
Now, as this is happening, there are people in the background, like running around. The other people in the cast are wondering what the fuck's going on. If you listen very closely as this guy's wrapping up his speech, you hear someone in the background from the cast or crew of La La Land say, oh my God, you gotta be kidding me.
Narrate the stories of our lives tomorrow.
Oh, wow. All right. We're gonna get the next person from La La Land up.
The love of my life, Ali Lowy, I'm up here because of you. I love you so much. It's my family, maman, papa, Jeff, hommage, vous adore. Matt Pluff, you kicked this off. And Damien Chazelle, we're standing on your shoulders.
So again, now like Warren Beatty is back in the mix, and there's just a lot of confusion.
We lost, by the way, but you know.
Guys, I'm sorry. No, there's a mistake.
Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. Come on, this is not a joke.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
And then Warren Beatty comes with the correct envelope
Moonlight.
To show that
Best
Moonlight
Picture
has won.
I think you guys should keep it anyway. Oh, fine. I'm sorry. Guys, this is very unfortunate what happened. Personally, I blame Steve Harvey for this. I would like to see you get an Oscar anyway. Why can't we just give out a whole bunch of them?
I'm going to be really proud to hand this to my friends from Moonlight.
Oh, stop being so fucking humble. Gracious. I'd be pissed. I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? You can take this Oscar when you grab it from my cold, dead hand. And then I would pull out a gun and just start shooting people. This is mine. No takesy-backsies.
Hello.
Although La La Land, really.
Hello.
I refuse to see musicals.
I once...
Here's Warren Beatty.
What did you do?
I want to tell you what happened.
Okay, Grandpa.
I opened the envelope, and it said, Emma Stone, La La Land. That's why I took such a long look at Faye and at you.
And then you handed the card to her.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
Well, you were funny.
All right, that's pretty much it. So I'm sure you've probably heard this a million times, but I just wanted to tell Warren Beatty, fuck you! Making an old woman like Faye Dunaway take the heat. There is a conspiracy theory going around that jet fuel can't melt Warren Beatty's face. He's had a lot of work done. No, the very important conspiracy theory is that this was all done on purpose to generate buzz and, I don't know, a moment that would go viral. Here's the thing. I don't care about La La Land, but it's a movie that I've heard of, at least. Moonlight? Is that the one that won? I've never heard of this. Apparently it's a black film, maybe that's why. But it's also one of them LGBT movies. I looked this up on Wikipedia, and it's just like, it's super depressing. There's an emotionally abusive mother. One of the women becomes addicted to crack and prostitutes herself to support her addiction. Then at one point, two of the guys... Ooh, there's a hand job involved. The boys kiss, and Kevin gives Chiron, a hand job. Oh, I need to see this movie. Black hand jobs matter. All right, so that's what Moonlight's about, I guess. I don't know. Prostitutes, crack whores, and hand jobs. I can see why I won Best Picture. I have a couple clips here from a movie that I think should have been nominated for Best Picture. It's called Speech Training of an Anal Slut. Now, if that title sounds familiar, you're a sick pervert. No, we featured just a short clip from it recently on the show. It's from a website, kink.com. Remember I was telling you, oh my God, kink.com videos are great. I wish I could get my hands on a full-length title. Well, I got my hands on a full-length title, thanks to DV listener James. Do you like how we switch gears from the Oscars right to anal training? So what we have here is a woman who is bound and gagged, and I think she's being electrocuted.
So I want you to prove to me, how much do you want to learn today? How much were you willing to shock yourself to get that fucking gag out so we can start?
Shock the pussy.
I want you to fucking show me. Right?
Shock her pussy.
What are you waiting for?
What? Oh, he makes her lean into the cattle prodder, whatever the fuck he's using to shock her.
When I fucking say, get it going.
Oh, no.
Come on. Come on. I gotta give you a fucking initiative.
Yeah, now he's shocking her right at the pussy.
Get it going. Hump that fucking shocker. Get it going. Show me. Prove it. Prove it. I want to fucking hear you fucking scream through that goddamn fucking gag. Keep that fucking going. Today we're going to learn about vocals. Today I want to hear about, what are you willing to do?
It's so funny. We had that voicemail caller the other day talk about how porn has ruined him. He just, you know, he watches such depraved stuff. It's affected, like, how he gets off. He needs, you know, more and more extreme things to get off. That hasn't happened to me, but when you watch stuff like this...
Are you done? Are you gonna give up? Are you willing to? You want to fucking learn? You want to learn to be a proper whore? You want to be a fucking whore?
Don't. This is how you talk to your girlfriend.
Don't you?
Do you want to be a proper whore? And then you stick her finger in an electrical socket.
Yeah, well, being a whore isn't just all about fucking holes in mouth. It's also about fucking verbal. Speech 101. Speech 101.
He's all about the speech. Being a good whore isn't just about spreading your legs and accepting a big fat cock in your twat. It's about proper usage of the English language, knowing the difference between there and there. Telling the difference between an adjective and an adverb.
I hope you got a good...
I want an educated slut.
Imagination gone, because that's what we're going to fucking do today. I want to hear you be the most fucking dirtiest, filthiest fucking whore. Tell them...
Although his grasp of the English language isn't much better. The most dirtiest. That's not how you say that. You're not a very good tutor.
Fuck. I met a man, and I took him to my car.
We're moving away from the electrocution portion, and here she is talking about how much of a slut she is.
And I told him that he could do anything he wanted to me if I could swallow all of his cum. And he really, really wanted to fuck me in the ass, sir.
So the master liked what he heard there. He's like, anal sex, I could get into that. So he fucks her in the ass and then makes her suck his dick. And then talk about the smell. There she is. Gulping it down. What was that?
What'd you say?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you what?
Thank you, sir, for giving me your cock down my throat and I taught you on my cunt.
What's on her cunt or in her cunt? It sounds like a microwave. Is he heating up a hot pocket to shove in her twat? That's like molten lava. That is some hardcore S&M. Oh, there we go. There's that gwaggle gwaggle. Kind of sounds a little vomity there. And here she sounds Klingon.
Tell her what happens after getting fucked in the ass and then getting deep to it. Tell her what your body does to say it.
Your asshole pushed out all the wet lube and butt gum. You fucking gape wide open and flirt all out and make a big sloppy fucking mess.
See, she's describing what happens to her butt after getting fucked. Like, I shit out all the lube and the butt cum, which is just a disgusting term. What you're talking about is slimy, slippery poop. Anyway, that's not what the master's looking for. He wants her to describe, like, what it's like sucking on his dick after he's fucked her ass.
Tell her how much you hate the smell.
Smell. It's only smells.
Tell her.
I fucking love it.
Tell her. Not fucking you. Tell her.
She's sniffing his shitty shaft and his balls.
I fucking... You're gonna love... huffing, fucking snorting the smell of pussy and ass cum off that big throbbing cock.
So she goes back to sucking him. Now he's standing up, right? And she's on all fours. And she's, you know, sucking his dick. But then the camera moves around to the back so you get a good view of her asshole. And then I'm pretty sure you hear her fart a few times.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Right there. Did you hear that? Let me rewind it. Oh, it keeps happening. This is great.
Oh, you say thank you. You use your filthy words to make the cock hard. Teach yourself lessons in the mirror. Since
she's doing that on purpose, isn't she?
It's because it's very hot. Thank you, sir, for teaching me.
Making her sniff your shitty shaft. Well done, sir. Hey, real quick, before we get into the news, TV listener Jerk Zeus messaged me. He said, hey, Tim, I went to this mac and cheese cook-off in Cleveland this weekend. There was a small group of protesters. Like, what? Does everything need to be protested? Who the hell is against a mac and cheese cook-off? Especially now more than ever. I mean, there are legitimate things you could be protesting. Cheesy spiral noodles shouldn't be one of them. Jerk Zeus captured some video and audio, I guess, for us so we can hear what the protesters were screaming about.
Like us! Animals have experiences!
Oh.
Just like us!
Well, we got some protesters here saying it's not food, it's violence. Compassion does not equal weakness.
Animals are individuals! Just like us! Animals have babies! Just like us!
All right, so let's think about this. What animal products go into mac and cheese? Cheese obviously comes from cows. It's a dairy product. But, like, if you were PETA, wouldn't you focus most of your energy on, like, the slaughtering of animals? You know, animals we kill to eat. Cows, at least dairy cows, yeah, they're slaves to the milk machines, but they still have their lives. You know, PETA says, like, oh, those milking machines are painful. These cow teats are just raw and sore, right? But again, they at least have their lives.
Oh, sure. So you're probably gonna get that, kids.
Go after beef cows. Or pigs, you know, go after pig farmers for slaughtering pigs. Or, you know, go to some pork festival. Or a chicken convention, cockfest. Okay, we've got, it looks like a chick with a megaphone. Okay. Good?
No.
We all have a relationship that is invaluable to us. Maybe we love our brothers or our sisters or our parents.
Or our pet dairy cow.
Or our children. Privilege is denied to non-human animals.
Non-human.
Any time that we participate in buying dairy, eggs, or meat.
Fuck you, cheese is awesome. Oh my god, is cheese great. It's right up there with bacon. And I know how you feel about bacon. All right, there you go. Thank you very much, Jerk Zeus, for that audio. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. This is the segment I call Tim Begs for Money. If you're not yet a Sideshow member, sign up. Grab 3 exclusive shows from the past week, plus, you know, access to the entire archive of program. Join DV's member site. It's very inexpensive. SuperFreakSideshow.com. The other thing, real quick, I could really use a few new patrons. I can never remember if it's Patreon or patron. I need a few patrons for our Patreon account. Patreon.com/DistortedView. This is a way to pledge a few dollars each month to DV, and it definitely helps us out. We're trying to raise money to do more video and stuff like that. Check it out, patreon.com/distortedview. There are different rewards and goals we're trying to reach. You also, if you pledge a few dollars, you get access to a special voicemail line. I'm sure you've heard about that by now. This is where you can sort of cut into the to the front of the line. You know, I'm always backed up on these voicemails. Get your voicemail played as soon as you record it. Again, patreon.com/distortedview. There's a link on the show notes today. And if you do pledge, I promise I will announce your name on the show and say thank you if you would like me to. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here for stop. A new brothel has opened up in Barcelona that offers men the chance to fulfill all their fantasies. As long as those fantasies involve having sex with vinyl/rubber dolls. Yes, this brothel isn't staffed with whores. It's stuffed with toys. Luma dolls. Lumi dolls, I guess. Which operates from an apartment building. Sounds a little sketchy. In downtown Barcelona. Claims to be the first sex doll agency in Europe. I'm guessing this is just one guy who has, like, 5 sex dolls, and he's come upon hard times. He's like, what can I do to raise some money? I know, I'll rent out my fuck dolls. It's kind of like Airbnb. Oh, look at this. I'm reading ahead in the article. I was wrong. He doesn't have 5 sex dolls. He only has 4. I'm more equipped to open up a sex doll brothel than he is. Yes, he has opened up the first sex doll agency in Europe and offers hour-long appointments with one of its 4 dolls for just £80. That converts to about $100. The dolls, which are individually crafted from thermoplastic elastomers, I don't know, appear to be unique. Have 3 orifices and flexible limbs, enabling them to be maneuvered in almost any position. They're real dolls, right? That's what it sounds like to me. All right, which is, you know, they're like, what, $5,000 a piece? This guy has an expensive hobby. Such sex dolls have already proved a huge hit in Japan and China, especially with husbands working away from home who want to avoid being unfaithful. But Luma Doll claims to be the first such brothel to open up in Europe. Clients have a choice of 4 dolls. Lily, who is 161 centimeters tall and has Asian features. The blonde and big-boobed Katie has pouty lips and piercing turquoise eyes. And an African doll named Liza, who stands about 168 centimeters tall. Oh, there's also Aki, who, with blue hair, appears to be modeled on Japanese anime. It really seems like he's going after the basement dweller crowd. It's actually an interesting idea because, like I said, those real dolls are super expensive, right? It makes sense to, you know, rent them out. Way more affordable. On the flip side, ew, think about things you rent. Library books from the library, they're all disgusting. They smell weird. They have weird stains on pages. Remember when you could rent, like, VHS tapes or DVDs? Those cases were always stained or sticky. It was gross to touch those things. Imagine a sex doll. Each of the, quote, girls promises to meet all the fantasies of the client, who, by the way, can request in advance how he wants her to be dressed. These are totally realistic dolls, both in the movement of their joints to the touch of their skin, that will allow you to fulfill all your fantasies, claims the brothel's website. The sex dolls, again, reading from the website, the sex dolls will make the experience more pleasurable, exciting, and erotic. Then what? Your hand, maybe? But not a real woman. All right, clients will find their chosen dolls in a private room lit by candlelight where they can listen to sensual music or watch porn on a large plasma TV. The website assures clients that each doll is thoroughly disinfected after each use, but recommends that condoms and lubricants are advisable. Oh, I'd be bringing a fucking blacklight into that room. I'd be running my own Dateline NBC investigation. Although it's not illegal to be a prostitute in Spain, it is against the law to profit from selling someone else for sex, effectively making pimping illegal. So this is a way around that. You can pimp out your fake women, your sex dolls, no problem. Smart businessman. Tech story we have for you today. You all remember Rachel Dolezal, right? She was the white woman who became infamous for identifying herself as a black woman for decades. And she actually ran a chapter of the NAACP. Well, now she's jobless, close to being homeless. She needs government assistance. In some ways, she's more of a black woman now than she's ever been before. Ooh.
That's racist!
I know. Deliciously racist. That's Distorted View's new tagline. I love racism. Almost as much as I love mushrooms. All right, yes, Rachel Dolezal is close to being homeless. In an interview with The Guardian about her upcoming memoir. Isn't she getting paid for that? Did she blow her huge advance on something? So her book is called In Full Color, Finding My Place in a Black and White World. Dolezal says she's jobless, has only been offered employment in reality television and porn films. feeds her family with food stamps, and doesn't know how she'll come up with her March rent. She says that although she has applied for more than 100 jobs, no one will hire her, even to stock shelves. I mean, at that point, wouldn't you just change your name? I mean, everyone knows the name Rachel Dolezal. Go buy something else. No one's going to look that deep into your past, especially for a job stocking shelves. Right now, the only place that I feel understood and completely accepted is with my kids and my sister. I was so hoping she would say the black community, claiming she can currently count the number of friends she has left on her fingers. Dolezal's life began to unravel 2 years ago when a TV reporter asked her, "Are you African-American?" And she turned from the camera and fled. Shortly thereafter, her Caucasian parents came forward with photos of her childhood as a freckled-faced blonde and claims that her roots are German and Czech, with traces of Native American ancestry. Time has passed, but wounds have not healed. She lost her job with the NAACP and Eastern Washington University. Most of her family and friends are estranged, and the respect she had earned for her civil rights activism turned into disgrace. She basically said that no one wants her, like no group of people, no color wants her. Whites think she's a traitor. Blacks, you know, don't like her. They feel betrayed by her. She, Dolezal, though, feels no shame. Of course she doesn't. When asked if she thinks she had done anything wrong, she says, "No, I don't. I'm not going to stoop and apologize and grovel and feel bad about it. Maybe you should do a little bit of groveling. This is why you can't get a job. Because you're not remorseful for being a big, fat, black-faced, frizzy-froed liar. All right, I'm not going to stoop and apologize and grovel and feel bad about it. I would just be going back to when I was little and had to be what everybody else told me I should be." It's because that's what you are. You were what? You're white. You are a white woman. Why can't she get this through her skull? Yeah, she says, "I had to be what everybody else told me I should be to make them happy. And also, you know, to appease reality." Jesus fucking Christ. That's what Rachel Dolezal is up to. She's doing well. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Scottsdale, Arizona. A woman who suspected her boyfriend was having an affair shot him 7 times while he slept. And guess where she shot him? That's right, his cock and balls. Miraculously, the man survived, although he doesn't want to live anymore. The victim said he woke up believing he had heard fireworks before feeling excruciating pain and realizing, "Oh, I've been shot." He was rushed to the hospital with a gunshot wound to his penis, 2 gunshot wounds to his scrotum. She really aimed for the goods there. And gunshot wounds to his neck, upper back, and left thigh. That is a total jealous rage right there. You could almost understand 1 gunshot. She was convinced he was cheating. Like, yeah, you know, to get him back. It's almost a level-headed approach, but 7 gunshots to the penis, to the scrotum, to the neck, to the thigh. She was just shooting willy-nilly. She was not thinking clearly. All right, where are we at here? He was rushed to the hospital. Oh, yeah, with a gunshot wound to his penis, scrotum, etc. Della Flores, 53, was arrested and booked into jail on 1 count of first-degree attempted murder and 1 count of aggravated assault. On Saturday night, she called the police to report that her boyfriend had been shot. That was her first mistake. Never tattle on yourself. It's not going to help your cause at all. Let your boyfriend make the call to 911. See, this is what I don't understand about women. They shoot their man 7 times because they're under the impression he cheated, and then they immediately feel bad, and call 911 for him. "Is there anything I can get you while we're waiting for the ambulance? Want me to cook you a meal?" I will never understand women. All right, so yeah, she called 911 and said someone shot her boyfriend. She initially said that he had told her he had been shot and asked her to call for help. When officers arrived, she changed her story and admitted to shooting him after learning he had allegedly been cheating on her. The victim denied the allegation and told police he's never had an affair and questioned why his girlfriend would shoot him. He told the officer he owned 3 9mm guns and said he didn't think his girlfriend owned a handgun, let alone knew how to use one. Well, she probably grabbed one of yours. Armed with a search warrant, officers opened a closet at the home and found a 32mm handgun box and a Victoria's Secret bag. Wow, Victoria's Secret really is expanding their product categories. Bras, thongs, guns and ammo. I knew the idea of just selling underwear wasn't sustainable. They needed to break into new markets. Firearms. All right, so she actually purchased the gun herself and purchased some ammunition. Another empty box of .32 caliber ammunition was found in the woman's purse. A handwritten note on the receipt had the cross streets to a local shooting range. Police said a .32 caliber handgun was discovered by first responders under a chair the victim had been sitting in while he slept. Three shell casings were found in the living room. Wow, she didn't clean up at all. A very sloppy job. Usually women are more tidy. He's a bad criminal. All right, the couple had been dating for the past 2 years and lived together for the past year. I don't think things are working out, though. Flores was being held on a $750,000 secured bond. She has to post the full amount before she can be released. She appeared before a judge Monday morning who explained that she must comply with her written release conditions if she's released. You may not go to the scene of the alleged crime or have any contact with the alleged victim. It does appear he's going to survive. You may not possess any weapons, not any drugs without a prescription. You must obey terms of any order of protection that is issued against you. Oh, and there's going to be one. Okay, she said. A status conference was set for March 6th, and a preliminary hearing was scheduled for the 8th. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, I love to hear from you freaks. We've got a voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. There's also that Patreon line that I told you about. As a matter of fact, let's listen to some calls from some of our patrons.
Yeah, you, Tim. This is Superfly. Hey, I was listening to your Friday show when you were posing the question of whether or not you could jerk yourself off to completion while filming the show.
Yes.
I feel like you could.
Was that the Friday show or the Sunday show? I don't know. I talk about my masturbation habits so often.
Good. Would it count if you did it during, like, an opening
test? Let me see if I can get hard here.
And then, like, all we hear is probably something like, you know, penis. I beat my big fucking penis. Penis.
I
beat my big fucking penis for, like,
I'm trying.
I don't know, 5 minutes
I'm
or whatever
stroking.
It takes you. You can do it. I got faith in you, buddy. Jugu.
Thank you. I'm going to keep trying while I play these voicemails. If you could just talk a little sexier, that would be great. Thank you.
I'm sorry to hear about Judge Wapner, Tim. I know how much you love him.
Oh, yeah, Judge Wapner died. Oh, that's a boner killer right there. A lot of people are dying. Judge Wapner, you know, he was like 97 or something, so that doesn't really come as a shock. But Bill Paxton died? And I heard the news when I woke up. I was it on Sunday? And for some reason, I was watching Spaceballs the night before, and I still, to this day, get Bill Paxton and Bill Pullman confused, and I was thinking that Bill Pullman died, and that was a real tragedy. I was kind of relieved when I figured out who Bill Paxton was. I don't even, you know, he was doing, was he doing anything recently? Has he been active? I think he was in that HBO show Big Love, which I did not watch, and I think he was working on some CBS show, so he's been active, I guess.
God damn it, busy. Timmy Boo. I just wanted to call and express frustration that the Patreon line and the Patreon account was all about getting you money so you could do video content, so you could meet a goal, and there's been all this money going to you, and you've done...
Well, it's not just for video content. I mean, I say that, and we haven't really done any video stuff. I mean, we've done a little bit, but not too much.
You know, sure, you record... You know, anyway, you haven't done shit with it, and it's rather frustrating. So if you could get on the ball with that, or...
Yes, I do plan on doing videos this month, so be on the... Well, I don't know. this month is pretty much over with, but yes, definitely March. You can hold me to that.
Hey, Tim, it's Ricey Fighter. Long time, haven't called back in a while. I was listening to your Saturday podcast, and one of the Distorted View guys asked, have Distorted View fucked you up?
By the way, I still have my hand down my pants. I'm not really stroking, but it feels good.
And in my opinion, it fucked me up. One of the things about the internet is I'm also fucked up by the internet. Like, if I didn't have the internet, I wouldn't know all these crazy sex things I would be doing now.
Oh.
So once in a while, I...
So the internet has actually helped you out.
...bust out an old tarpy on the floor if we're going to do some anal shit. But other than that, BDSM, you know, all that crazy stuff, wouldn't have found
wait,
out.
Wait a second. So you wouldn't have figured out how to do anal if it weren't for the internet?
Anal shit.
Hmm.
But other than that, BDSM, you know, all that crazy stuff, wouldn't have found out if it wasn't for the internet.
I bet you got off on that kink.com video.
Next time the cops come by, put me in cuffs, I'll be like, ooh, officer, are you here to play too?
Stop it. Okay. One more voicemail and then we'll call it a day.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's the Decoy Jew. I don't know if this counts as an installment of Voicemail Wars, because the person I'm going to complain about, by his own admission, hasn't been an actual listener to the show in a long, long time, but he is the most active moderator of the Distorted View IRC channel that you were trying to promote a few months back, the Shocker. And he basically admitted that he doesn't care about the show anymore, and he just uses the room as his own personal playground where he can kick people for his amusement and stuff.
Oh, that's sad to hear.
And I don't want to be too hard on him, because a lot of the times he's pretty interesting to talk to, but he...
I'm kind of sad that the Shocker doesn't listen anymore, but whatever.
He's real sensitive, and sometimes he's trying to show off his knowledge, and if you don't kind of go along with it in the right way, he gets super pissed off.
What's great is the Shocker won't even hear this, because he doesn't listen, so you can just continue to shit on him.
So, of course, I'll lay all my cards on the table. He's banned me from the chat again, this time because he was going on about fluid dynamics and the nature of the structural integrity of pipes for water.
Oh, my God. This is what's going on in the Distorted View IRC chat room?
Then he was ranting.
He didn't get a hold of that.
Like that. Oh, goodness. So this is the third time he's banned me. Each time it's like some fucking stupid argument where he could just be like, okay, I don't care anymore, but instead he has to get all overly sensitive about it.
Oh, and so Shocker's a pussy.
It's always a few days later that he'll be like, yeah, okay, I guess that was a kind of silly reason to ban you. And,
but, oh, he sounds like a dick. what happened
to
him?
I'm wondering if this is really what you want out of the Distorted View IRC channel. You were promoting it a few months back, and it's already down to, like, the same four guys chatting that are always...
I know, when I promote it, a bunch of people get in the chat room, and then I stop promoting it, and then it goes back down.
He doesn't actually seem to want to have much of a community there. I actually remember him complaining when you were trying to promote it.
So, yeah, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like when Distorted View listeners go in the Distorted View chat room. We should just set up another chat room, I guess. I don't know. If you guys are interested in a DV chat room, let me know. I don't know if chat rooms are a big thing anymore. I mean, IRC is kind of a dead platform, right? That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on 408 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God.
Your asshole pushed out all the... wet lube and butt gum.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Tomorrow's program, another Sideshow exclusive one. Great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Satchapa, Kachibujiwa, Haji, Hajibuka, Yak Hak Poshinka, the Satapachakaya, French Kanchacharata, Pasha, Ushipaya Pakashipa, Wodia Waka Yaka, Ushipaka.